Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We've known for some time that across the state, the rising cost of health insurance is squeezing the budgets of cities and towns. Now we have some new comparisons. A new report out today says part of the reason is that health care coverage for municipal workers is much more generous than what the state or most private businesses provide. It's a joint report from the Boston Foundation and the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation. Taxpayers Foundation President Michael Widmer joined us to explain why municipal plans cost 38% on average more than comparable private plans.
Well, the benefits that these municipalities offer are very, very generous. None of the plans has any deductible. The co-pays are limited. You have an MRI in any of these municipal plans and you pay no copay, whereas in the private plans and in the state plan and federal employee plans, you pay a copay of some size, $75, $100. So it's the generosity of the benefits. We titled the report Gilded Benefits from a Bygone Era, and that's really what this report shows, that nothing has changed in these municipal plans to speak of in the last 40 years, and obviously in the rest of the state, there have been enormous changes in the coverage of health plans, both public employees at the state level and private employees.
Now, you didn't pick these 14 towns because the differences are stark, right? These are typical, or they're picked because they show the most dramatic differences?
Well, no, we were fair in how we picked these 14 communities. We wanted them to be geographically diverse across the state, and in terms of size of community. So no, these are a reflection, a sample of municipal plans across the state.
How does the GIC compare, the Group Insurance Commission, the state plan, which many cities and towns have rejected joining?
Well, for a family, coverage cost annually for the municipal plans is about $21,000, and for this average for the state GIC is about $17,000. So if you think about it, $4,000 difference for each employee for a family plan. That's why municipalities are having to lay off police officers, firefighters, teachers, and other local employees. The number one factor is this remarkable cost of health care coverage and the very, very generous benefits.
When you gathered all these numbers and you did up the charts and you took a look at them all, what most stuck out for you? What single statistic?
I think what most stuck out was the difference in the premium costs. We knew municipal plans were somewhat more generous, and the extent of that generosity stuck out, but most of all was the differences in the premium costs. $4,000 difference for a family plan for with the state plan, and $6,000 with the federal employee plan and private plans. I mean, this is a huge premium that local taxpayers are paying, and it's a dramatic conclusion that surprised me.
Well, let me ask you to respond to what the unions say,
sure,
that this is a collective bargaining right, that they've given up a lot over the years to have strong and good, high-quality benefit packages.
Well, the changes we're proposing would, in fact, still preserve a very high-quality plan, at least on a par with the state's Group Insurance Commission. Whether you're forced to go into that or not, which we don't agree with, they never did have this collective bargaining right in the first place, though they contend they did. What's at stake is not only municipal services, the preservation of basic services, but the preservation of union jobs. So I would put back to the unions, why are you in a position to argue that you, in effect, preserve collective bargaining, but results inexorably in the layoffs of more and more of your members?
Michael Widmer, president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, thank you very much for coming in and speaking with us.
You're very welcome. Nice to join you as always.